Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is Donald Kavanagh at the news desk with the evening news. Housing Minister James Brown says he wants to drive legislation improving the defective block redress scheme through the Dáil as quickly as possible, but admitted this afternoon the process will take months. He's in Donegal for a meeting with the defective block committee in Lifford. The Bishop of Derry is praising the community in Donegal after hundreds showed up to a vigil following the death by drowning of two teenagers at the weekend. The issue was also raised in the Stormont Assembly this afternoon. Bus Éireann confirms an enhanced timetable for its Route 32 service linking Letterkenny and Dublin, and the average wait time at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department is now 8.1 hours. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening with the visit to Donegal of Housing Minister James Brown. He is in Donegal this evening. He says he wants to drive legislation improving the defective block redress scheme through the Dáil as quickly as possible, but admitted this afternoon the process will take months. Speaking to Greg Hughes in Lifford before he met with Donegal County Council's Defective Blocks Committee, Minister Brown said the legislation was approved by Cabinet in October, but was delayed by the general election. Minister Brown says the purpose of his visit to Donegal today is to meet with as wide a cross-section of people as possible so he can better understand the extent of the defective concrete crisis.
We have legislation to go through in the coming months in the Oireachtas to strengthen up the supports that are there. So really get that sense of meeting with the officials from the County Council, meeting with County Councillors, the cross-council group in relation to this, also with a number of residents, for example, from Ellen Park, from families who feel that their properties were downgraded, and with local representatives as well. So really get a whole round comprehensive approach, and that's why I'm here in Lifford and County Donegal.
Well, it was last October, I think, that the government agreed a 10% increase in the defective concrete block scheme. Homeowners already on the scheme, they're facing shortfalls, some have told us, of over €40,000. When can we expect that change to actually take effect?
So that was a very important decision by the Cabinet, and I understand people's frustration. It was made last October, but then we had a general election and several months to form a government, so unfortunately that has delayed getting that legislation passed, and that's little comfort for those families, I know that, but unfortunately there is a process here. So I intend to drive that legislation now through as quickly as possible over the coming months so that people can have the benefit of that 10%.
So it will take months, you believe?
The reality of any legislation, there's 10 stages in the Houses of the Oireachtas. That's the boring part, but unfortunately there is that there. But I've no doubt that everybody within every party will be anxious to get this through as quickly as possible.
And that was Minister James Brown speaking to Greg Hughes. Now, Greg did record a longer interview, obviously, with Minister Brown. That interview will be played in full on the 9 till noon show this morning. There'll also, obviously, be reaction from members of the Defective Concrete Block Committee after the meeting, which is taking place in Lifford. The Bishop of Derry is praising the community in Donegal after hundreds of people showed up to a vigil following the deaths of two teenagers, 16-year-old Emmanuel Famiallo and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda, died after getting into difficulty in Lough Swilly on Saturday. Bishop Donal McKeown led the service in Buncrana.
There was an air of real sadness. It was very hard to stand up there, even from a priest or a bishop's perspective, because you felt the pain. It was very hard to keep tears back, simply because there was so much distress there. And yet there are very good people. A, they look after one another, and B, they're strong enough to look after others who've come to be part of their community.
The Stormont Assembly this afternoon paid tribute to Emmanuel and Matt, the two teens who lost their lives in that tragedy. During a short debate in the chamber at Stormont, Foyle MLA Ciara Ferguson told the people of Buncrana and Inishowen that their pain is shared by their neighbours in Derry and further afield. She called for a renewed focus on water safety across the island.
Emmanuel and Matt have been described as deeply respected and valued members of their school communities, as two men with warm and kind personalities and gentle natures. Emmanuel had just completed his work experience as part of his transition year in the Department of Foreign Affairs in Dublin, and Matt was just due to begin his leaving cert next month. As we enter another period of good weather across Ireland, we need to make water safety part of our conversations with family and friends alike. A focus needs to be put on the Water Safety Week, which is soon approaching, so everyone, young and old, are aware of the hidden dangers posed by the water. Across Ireland, and particularly in Donegal, which alone boasts over 100 beautiful beaches, we are very blessed for the natural beauty of Ireland, but we just need to take our advice from the RNLI and others about respecting the water and remaining vigilant at all times. In closing, we know the people of Buncrana, Inishowen and Donegal will continue to rally around these two families, school friends, response teams and all those who have been affected by this devastating tragedy.
And that was Ciara Ferguson, the Foyle MLA, speaking in the Assembly. Well, DUP MLA Gary Middleton echoed those sentiments.
Two young lives taken far, far too soon. Many of us will have heard the tributes been paid from right across the community, not least from RNLI, who so clearly articulated what had happened over the weekend, the way that the emergency services responded, the way that the families and the local community joined together to pray for Emmanuel and for Matt, and indeed for the other young person who managed to get out of the water. Sadly, these tragedies are not unique. We have seen these, unfortunately, within our own constituency as well. It's a stark reminder of the dangers that open water can pose. Whilst we take great pride in our open waters and the beauty that they provide, sadly it is the case that they can also take lives. We need to ensure that people are aware of the dangers that open waters can bring.
Bus Éireann has confirmed an enhanced timetable for its Route 32 service linking Letterkenny and Dublin. It'll come into effect on Sunday, May 25th. The updated schedule will include two extra services, including a midnight service from Letterkenny to provide transport to early flights, and also a quarter past midnight service from Dublin. Bus Éireann says the revised service should also enhance punctuality. The head of the expressway section of Bus Éireann is Andrew Yates.
There's quite a few changes to the timetable. We've really tried to make the timetable more punctual, so we have updated the timetable to reflect traffic conditions, and also in terms of departure times, we've revised quite a lot of departure times following some engagement with local stakeholders. So for example, we will have a new midnight service from Letterkenny to Dublin for very early morning flights. We will have a new 4:30 a.m. service from Letterkenny that will get people into the city for 8:30 in the morning. One of the key things we were hearing from people is that there wasn't a service that was getting people into the city before 9:00. And indeed, we also have a new 8:15 service from Dublin for those who don't wish to stay in the city but are there for social reasons, that we have a later night service that can bring people back up the northwest.
Is there any further changes we can expect in the county?
Well, just in relation to Expressway, the Bus Éireann's commercial product, we recently introduced a revised version of Route 30, which is our Donegal and Cavan service to Dublin and Dublin Airport, and punctuality has improved about 25% on that route since we made that change. And we're currently reviewing our Route 64, which is effectively Derry to Galway, and obviously serves key locations in County Donegal. So that's under review at the moment.
And that was Andrew Yates, the head of Expressway, speaking earlier today to Donna Marie Doherty. The average wait time at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department is 8.1 hours. That's an 84% increase on the figure 10 years ago. The Irish Independent reports today that nationally those in EDs will face an average wait of 7.2 hours. Three hospitals have recorded average times of more than 10 hours in their emergency departments. They are Talla, Naas and Beaumont. Dr. Chris Luke, a retired consultant in emergency medicine, says that most hospitals in this country simply aren't big enough to handle the increases in population. And he says there is, as a result of the overcrowding, a real human cost to longer waiting times.
The rule of thumb is that one out of every 83 people who have to wait more than 6 hours will die avoidably. That's the kind of formula. That's the result of studies in America, UK, Ireland, Australia, have suggested that prolonged waiting, particularly in frail, vulnerable or elderly patients, will result in one in 83 people dying avoidably. Most of our emergency departments, and indeed our hospitals, remained not fit for purpose, even the ones that have just recently been rebuilt, because by and large, it takes us so long to build new departments and new hospitals, as we've seen. They're not future-proofed, and the demand has already soared by the time the doors open.
The family of a woman who was murdered by her husband is calling on the Garda Commissioner to publish a review into the case. Clodagh Haugh was murdered along with her three sons by Alan Haugh in Cavan in 2016. He then died by suicide. Her family says they are waiting for answers. Her sister, Jacqueline Connolly, says they don't mind if names are redacted from the serious crime review, but they want the truth to be published.
Names were redacted when it was presented to us, and that's fair enough. But that's, names aren't important here. What's important here are the lessons to be learned. And I can't highlight enough the serious crime review team were wonderful. And they've highlighted the gaps, but they've also highlighted what needs to be changed now. And the Garda Commissioner needs to come and do that with domestic violence organisations. He has that information.
A service station in Muff has decided to close its doors because it's unable to compete with cheaper fuel prices across the border. In its prime, the Tesco branch employed 50 people locally and has been operating for 25 years. Owner Colin McKenna spoke to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show. Mr. McKenna says border regions are suffering due to rising costs as a result of government policies.
Two things, the increase in fuel duties in the south under various guises of carbon tax, etc. The cumulative effect of the Green Party's policies has affecting the border communities from Cavan, Monaghan, Donegal. And the minimum wage, the effective minimum wage in the south, when you take in all allowances, holiday pay, sickness benefits, etc., the effective cost to an employer in the south is 50% higher than, for instance, my colleagues in Colmore, which is just over the border there. Mm.
So we've always seen variances, you know, between north and south, but the difference is what we're talking about now is stuff that's locked in. It's not like markets will change and businesses in the Republic will have that benefit for a few years. These are locked in differences that you either can absorb or you can't.
It's not feasible to keep up losses of the extent that we have. Some people may feel that they can hang on to times change. I think the Green Party is a part of the political landscape in the Republic of Ireland, and as a result, there is almost no chance of reductions in fuel duty. That's my call. I wish the best of luck to my other colleagues in the industry.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking a full range of Donegal jerseys and leisure wear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games and the National Competition, Central Competition Control Committee will determine whether any players will be sanctioned for the mass brawl that took place after the Ulster final on Saturday in Clonus. The Irish News are reporting today that the CCCC will consider infractions of GA rules governing violent conduct, striking and contributing to a melee when they discuss the events at Clonus. And several players are facing the possibility of a one or two match bans. Several Gardaí stewards, the management of both teams and a number of players were involved in restoring Cam before Donegal received the Anglo-Celt Cup after aging out Armagh for a second year in a row. In the meantime, Michael Murphy has been nominated for the GAA's Footballer of the Week. The Glenswally man was influential in helping Donegal to the title at the weekend. Louth Sam McElroy and Westmeath's Luke Loughlin are the other nominees. Murphy has also been joined on the Team of the Week by Donegal players Oisin Gallan, Kieran Thompson, Kieran Moore and Pádraig Mógán. Saturday's victory at St Tiernach's Park gave Murphy a sixth Ulster Senior Football Championship title.
Brilliant. Didn't think it would happen again for myself. I was here last year and supported the boys, enjoyed it every bit as much as the ones that played, believe you me. I'm just delighted for the boys, delighted for the team, delighted for management, delighted for the people at Donegal to up here again today and to be able to win one. Looked great at times, didn't look good at other times, but I think it's a credit to the teams there, the desire that they showed and the hunger they showed to be able to stay in it. It's great, you know.
Yeah. But for you, this is why you came back?
Let's come back to try and help the team. That was simply as. I remember having the conversation many minutes ago and whether it was 2 minutes, 3 minutes, no minutes, and just helping out at training, that was the agenda, and that was the whole thing about it. I thought that the timing for me and the hunger was there just to try and help that out. And as I say, listen, it's not about me, it's not about anybody, it's about the team, it's about Donegal, and whatever kind of contributions you can give towards the team, that's what it was, you know.
That's Michael Murphy, and there will of course be more championship talk and Ulster final discussion tonight on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney. His guests include two former Donegal and Armagh players in the form of Kevin Cassidy and Stevie McDonald. That's live here in Highland after the 7 o'clock news this evening. To racing, jockey Rachel Blackmore has announced her retirement after a decade-long professional career in the saddle. The Tipperary rider won the Grand National in 2021 on Manila Times, as well as the Cheltenham Gold Cup on A Plus Tard in 2022. In doing so, she became the first female jockey to win the races. The 35-year-old had 18 victories in total at the Cheltenham Festival and was also the first ever woman to be the leading jockey at Prestbury Park 5 years ago. More locally in racing, Sligo stages its first jumps fixture of the year tomorrow. Looking ahead to the action for us is Dave Keena.
We're back over obstacles at Sligo tomorrow. It's the first jumps fixture of the year there with a 5:30 start time. Plenty of runners over the course of the evening, and Gavin Cromwell's Cabilia. She might have been found a winning opportunity. Placed a couple of times in bumpers. She was impressive at Kilbeggan just a couple of weeks ago. And she's likely to start favourite in the Deco Clip Construction Mare's Maiden Hurdle at 6 o'clock. And Gordon Elliott's Cosmo Danae, he'll be favourite to win the concluding Summer is Coming in Sligo National Hunt Race. Plenty of spectators there for the first flat fixture. More expected tomorrow as it's jumps tomorrow at Sligo.
To football, and there's sadness around Derry City Football Club in the Brandywell today following the death of club president Paul Diamond. He was appointed president in 2021, having served a number of other roles in the club over the years. Paul joined the board in 1995 and served as club chairman when they last won the League of Ireland Premier Division title in 1997. Cross Channel, Sheffield United will look to book their place in the Championship playoff final tonight. The Blades take a 3-0 lead into the second leg of their semi-final tie with Bristol City. Kick-off at Bramall Lane is at 8 o'clock. But further afield, Carlo Ancelotti will leave Real Madrid at the end of the season to become the new head coach of Brazil. The Italian has been one of Spain's most successful managers, winning 15 trophies across two spells. Ancelotti will become the first foreign boss of the Brazil men's team and will take up the post at the end of the month. In golf, Rory McIlroy believes that he is in a good place heading into the second major championship of the year. The newly crowned Masters champion will be teeing it up at Quail Hollow for the US PGA Championship on Thursday. He carried a 10 under par at the Trust Championship at the weekend, finishing 6 shots behind the winner. But McIlroy says that he is confident heading into this week's major.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm in a good place. I didn't feel like I played all that well this week, and I'm, you know, still finished 7th. So, you know, even what I feel is my bad golf, I'm still thereabouts. So a couple little improvements and little tweaks, especially going to a place that I love like Quail Hollow. I feel like I'm in a really good spot.
That's Rory McIlroy, and that's your sport, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. There were 280 new cars sold in Donegal in April, 8 less than during March and 43 more than April of last year. The most popular brand was Toyota with 53, followed by Kia with 51 and Skoda and Volkswagen with 23 each. Of the new cars sold, 76 were petrol electric hybrids, 68 were diesel, 64 petrol, 41 plug-in hybrids and 29 electric. More statistics courtesy of the CSO, available on our website highlandradio.com. District support team officers in Derry City and Strabane are appealing for information following a vehicle-related incident in the city last night. They're hoping to identify two men involved. With more, here's Emily Keegan.
At approximately 9:10 p.m, officers on patrol observed a silver-coloured BMW being driven in an erratic manner in the vicinity of the Letterkenny Road. Officers signalled for the driver to stop, but he failed to do so and drove on in a dangerous manner before abandoning the vehicle in the Glenowen Park area. Damage had been caused to the front of the car, which has since been seized for further examination. Two men were seen exiting the vehicle and making off in the direction of Craigan Road. Inquiries are ongoing, and anyone who may have witnessed the car or with any information that could assist in identifying the two men are asked to contact police on 101.
Meanwhile, a 21-year-old man was arrested after failing to stop for police in Derry last evening. He was further arrested for dangerous driving, taking a motor vehicle without authority, unaccompanied L driving, no L plates displayed, and using a motor vehicle without insurance. A search of an address resulted in the man being further arrested on suspicion of possession of a Class B controlled drug. He remains in custody. The Irish Kidney Association is welcoming the upcoming introduction of an opt-out system around organ donation. It means people will be automatically assumed to be organ donors unless they've specifically objected to it in their lifetimes. The change is due to come into effect on the 17th of June. Colin White from the Irish Kidney Association explains what this new system means.
They're introducing what's called deemed consent. So you will have deemed to have consented to organ donation if you have not chosen to register your objection on a HSE-run register that will be established from the 17th of June. So, in other words, anyone who has not opted out will be deemed to have consented.
Donegal County Council has begun a process of meeting with councillors in Sligo and Leitrim with a view toward working together in a bid to secure increased investment and infrastructure into the northwest. The initial meeting with Sligo took place last week, with a meeting between Donegal and Leitrim set to take place shortly. The issue was also raised at an economic development SPC meeting in Lifford last week. Donegal County Councillor Cathaoirleach, Councillor Niamh Kennedy, says it's important that the northwest counties are seen to present a united front.
We met last Tuesday with the Sligo County Council and their officials and councillors, as well as a delegation from ourselves. That was a proposal that was made at a couple of meetings ago now, which was a really good idea to do that with our neighbours. So we've also going to meet now with Leitrim County Council. We'll probably meet together, Leitrim, Sligo and Donegal, from here on in.
Obviously the council is involved in a number of organisations, the Northwestern Regional Assemblies and various other organisations. You do believe that there is a specific job of work that can be done by a Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim collaboration that will augment rather than compromise the work being done elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely. I'm on that Northwest Regional Assembly myself, and I'm actually on that Intercounty Railway grouping as well. And they were delighted to see Donegal County Council coming on board with that, bringing members into that, because obviously we're a good bit off from a rail infrastructure. However, we have to start somewhere, and if we're not at the table, we'll never get there. Yes, and obviously then there's other agencies like ICBAN. Then we're also dealing, as you know well, with the Northwest City Region and Derry City and Strabane councils. So basically it's about widening our horizons, you know, opening our arms up and saying, come on, let's work together and let's bring much needed infrastructure into the Northwest. As you know yourself, Donal, when we look at the map, it's very, very bleak from Galway up. So, you know, we need to try and make sure that we're there and we're treated properly.
And that was Councillor Niamh Kennedy. Well, the forecast dry and clear overnight. Temperatures not falling below 9 to 11 degrees Celsius in light to moderate northerly winds. They'll veer easterly. Tomorrow, Tuesday, dry with long spells of sunshine. Top temperatures 20 to 23 degrees Celsius. Warmest in the west in a moderate easterly breeze. And that's Highland Radio News. Looking at the closing headlines, Housing Minister James Brown is in Donegal this evening. He says he wants to drive legislation improving the defective block redress scheme through the Dáil as quickly as possible, but admitted this afternoon that process will take months. He's been meeting with a number of interest groups and with the Donegal County Council Defective Blocks Committee. The Bishop of Derry has praised the community in Buncrana and Inishowen after hundreds showed up to a vigil following the deaths of two teenagers. 16-year-old Emmanuel Famalola and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda died after getting into difficulty in Lough Swilly on Saturday. The Stormont Assembly also paid tribute to the two teens this afternoon. During a short debate in the Stormont Chamber, Foyle MLA Ciara Ferguson told the people of Buncrana and Inishowen that their pain is shared by their neighbours in Derry and further afield. She also called for a renewed focus on water safety across the island. And Bus Éireann has confirmed an enhanced timetable for its Route 32 service linking Letterkenny and Dublin. It'll come into effect on Sunday, May 25th. The updated schedule will include two extra services. That'll include a midnight service from Letterkenny and a quarter past midnight service to Letterkenny from Dublin. We're back with headlines again at 6 o'clock this evening. In the interim, check all today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday, the 12th of May. The death has taken place of Michael McGillian, 16 Cannon Hill, Omagh, formerly of Strabane. Reposing at his home, funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Omagh at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Drumquin. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Margaret O'Gara, Cashel, Glencullum Kill. Remains reposing at McCabe's funeral home are dropped to 7 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, with removal to St. Columba's Church, Cashel, Glencullum Kill for 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. And the death has taken place of Nuala McCahill, Naima Garvey, Rana Fast. Her remains will repose at her home today until 8 p.m. and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. with rosary at 8 both nights. The house is private, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral Mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 in St. Mary's, Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the new graveyard. The funeral Mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.